Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Another beautiful hour of Pensacola Right Now on a beautiful day of the week right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as always. Chris, 5:10, we got a couple minutes before I get a quick peek at the roads and weather. What do you got?
11 days, I go into mourning. It is the end of daylight savings time, by the way. Go ahead, enjoy the extended amount of sunlight. Yeah, you're talking about a beautiful day, and I'm looking out the window.
You're like, not for long.
Well, not for long, because probably in 11 days, we'll be talking about it. It'll be pretty much getting into the dark side of things. The dark side of the moon.
Literally. Yes.
Okay. Just go ahead and enjoy the sunlight. One key health benefit, of course, DTS, or DST is dyslexia sitting in here. DST allows people to enjoy outdoor activities. Sunday, November 3rd, turn the clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time. You know, sometimes I refer to people doing crazy things as knuckleheads. And I don't mean that nastily. It's just a descriptive word. You know, if you're a knucklehead, I got one for you. This is, you could laugh if you want to at this one. A Missouri Senate candidate, accidentally shot a local reporter at a gun range.
Oh, my God.
Talking about, gun safety here. Fox's Matt Murphy has more for you to enjoy.
Missouri television reporter Ryan Gamboa of KSHB-TV was injured Tuesday afternoon during a shooting range event for Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Lucas Kuntz. The event took place at Kuntz's private residence, where attendees were firing at targets. Gamboa was grazed on the arm by a fragment that ricocheted off a target, causing him to bleed. Kuntz, a Marine veteran who fired the shot, rushed to help, wrapping gauze around the injury. Gamboa was later evaluated at a nearby hospital as a precaution. Kuntz is challenging incumbent Republican Senator Josh Hawley in the upcoming election. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Wow.
I remember the old days.
Accidents happen.
It does. But can you imagine you're there and a guy gets shot? Yeah, that doesn't go over so well. Not at all. Okay, 5:12, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan here. You know, there is still hope, and I was very excited about this. Back in the old days, there used to be a train that went through Flomington. Across the country. It was called the Sunset Limited. It was an L&N train at that point. Well, get this. There is still hope for rail service across northwest Florida. This is very exciting. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in Mobile Tuesday, breaking ground at the site of a new train platform for Amtrak passenger rail service. This is going to happen along the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Alabama. But here's the kind of the positive thing. Got real good positive vibes when I heard this. Buttigieg said, look for potential rail expansion, including the Gulf Coast line east to Pensacola. That's good news.
A shout out from Pete.
That's a boy, Pete.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know what? I'll keep the good news going. A Baldwin County man has won a $2 million prize from the Florida Lottery. 49-year-old Jeremy Smith claimed the prize from the 777 scratch ticket, which he bought at a convenience store in Gulf Breeze, took a lump sum of $1.2 million. So good for him.
Yeah, no. It's not good for him.
Why is that not good for him?
I buy those darn tickets in Gulf Breeze and you see how rich I got them.
You're like, I'm jealous of Jeremy.
Big time. When a guy comes over from Lillian, drives over and comes over to the GB and plunks down his money and walks out with $1.28 million, something like that.
Who does he think he is? A millionaire now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Good for
congratulations,
him.
Whatever your name is. Way to go. I feel kind of silly about it, but you know. Speaking of kind of silly, former President Trump appears to have more going on the campaign trail than his opponent. Every day is a new story on this thing here. This is just one for your consideration. Fox's Howie Kurtz explains it all in a Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Kamala Harris's problem right now is that she's making very little news, while Donald Trump can make news every couple of hours. My Trump Tower interview with the former president been picked up everywhere, from a lengthy piece in the New York Times to a couple of clips being played on The Daily Show. And when he found out that Kamala Harris didn't have any public events yesterday, he called her lazy as hell. Now, back during my Mar-a-Lago interview with the former president, he admitted that he sometimes uses inflammatory language to generate great media attention. With Politico dubbing this the genitalia campaign, Trump knew his discussion of Arnold Palmer's endowment would cause cries of outrage by the other side. His brief stint at McDonald's was so striking visually that it was replayed again and again and again on television. Harris did come back and say she supports an increase in the federal minimum wage and Trump does not. Yes, it was a stage stunt. Big deal. Politicians do that all the time. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Yeah, you would have never thought they'd ever been into a news meeting before, the way they talk. Oh, my God, that's offensive. They've never been in a news meeting. I'm going to tell you that.
All righty, 5:15. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and
listen,
weather.
Listen, don't
hour.
Act like you've been in those meetings. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I've been in a meeting or two. Sure. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here. Just had a few issues throughout hour one. It appears that we still have some of them. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, just passing under I-10, we do have some backups there. And it's causing some backups, pushing you back to about 9 Mile Road-ish. Also had some issues on Brent Lane because of an accident traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, so be on the lookout for that. And then there is another accident. This is closer to downtown. This is on Barrancas at the intersection with Pace Boulevard. Got some backups over there also. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual spots. As for the weather, it has risen 80 degrees. Low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 85, low of 61. Another sunny, clear day.
Okay, P Beach residents, calm down here for a second. Let me frame this story for you. New park upgrades are on the way for Pensacola Beach. Now, here's what we're talking about. Saturday, new playground equipment opens at Cowley Park. Here's where people are going, what happened to the park? Well, the park's been closed since like Monday, and it will be closed through Friday while the new equipment is installed for the new portions of the park. So go ahead and smile about that. Everything's cool. The pavilion, walking track, tennis courts, roller hockey rink, all open during the playground installment. So just calm down.
All right. Cool your jets. Florida working with other states to pressure Congress into supporting additional relief for citrus growers impacted by recent hurricanes. State Citrus Commission Chairman Steve Johnson calling on the legislature to pass agricultural disaster assistance in the wake of Helene and Milton. During today's commission meeting, Johnson explained how he has met with farmers from North Carolina and Georgia to help press lawmakers. And in the Sunshine State, farmers and ranchers are expected to experience a loss of at least $1.5 billion in response to Milton, with the citrus industry feeling about 20% of that impact.
It almost seems like it's the Donald and Kamala show, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it's every day. Just a different,
absolutely,
different scene, different story, just kind of a different.
There's the two main characters.
Idea. Yeah, well, with Election Day just a couple of weeks away, Vice President Harris and former President Trump battling it out for enough electoral votes to carry them to the Oval Office. Got another report here. This time, Fox's Kevin Cork is in and breaks down those numbers.
The vice president is predicted to begin election day with 226 Electoral College votes. Former President Trump will likely begin the night with 219. That means the rest is up for grabs in the battleground states, which also means that both candidates are equally equipped to reach 270, the magic number. And in our latest National Fox survey, showing just how tight things are, with Mr. Trump up 50 to 48, but trailing in the Suffolk poll, 50 to 49. Meanwhile, according to the Real Clear Politics rolling averages, the former president is still leading in each and every single battleground state, but he's still within the margin of error in every one of those states.
Also, two suspects, Two suspects facing charges in connection to a theft ring operating throughout the state of Florida. It was Angela and Lourdes Rodriguez. They were recently arrested in Palm Beach County. The two women were allegedly part of a group accused of stealing from retailers in 17 counties between last December and this past August. Covered this last hour. Authorities say that the suspects would take cosmetic products from stores before selling the supplies on social media platforms. And a third suspect, Howard Mraz, has already pleaded guilty to charges of grand theft in St. Johns County, being sentenced to 150 days in jail.
519 News Radio 92.3. Well, just a few minutes ago, we were talking about poll numbers and things like that and how things were trending. New poll released on Monday showing a ballot measure to legalize recreational marijuana in Florida is supported by nearly two-thirds of the state's voters, significantly higher than the 60% threshold of votes needed to be passed. Now, the poll indicates 66% of voters support Amendment 3, a proposed constitutional amendment that would legalize marijuana for adults age 21 and older and sets the stage for regulated sales of recreational wacky weed.
All right.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down. 520 here. We'll take a quick break.
When we return. Marijuana Madness, or it was Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness. I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. There you go. There's one for you.
520. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, a batch of 911 calls from July's assassination attempt on former President Trump have been released for the first time. We've got details on those and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you rushing to an appointment? Have you been late for an appointment? Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Unless Christ returns in our lifetime, we all have an appointment with death that none of us will be late for. Possibly the most remarkable thing about Jesus Christ is that he conquered death. He died, but 3 days later, up from the grave, he arose. It is because of his sinless life, substitutionary death, and resurrection from the grave that he now offers sinners like me and you eternal life in heaven with him. I urge you, don't delay. Confess your sin to him and call upon Christ today so that you are prepared for this appointment.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
This November, we have a choice. We can keep the same old politics of division and distraction, or we can choose leadership we can trust. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to bring us together and focus on what truly matters: our economy, access to health care, and protecting our rights. I won't be distracted by headlines and scandals. I'll be working for you every day. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's build a community that works for all of us.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Ugh, I've been feeling so sluggish and just kind of blah.
Been there. That's why I take Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites.
But I suppose they taste blah?
Actually, they taste delicious. It's an apple blueberry-flavored center covered in a yogurt coating and is infused with probiotics to help support a healthy gut. They come 5 in a pouch. I just toss one in my bag and go.
Toss one in my bag?
Get your own.
New Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites from the makers of the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Find them in the digestive care aisle.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Had a couple of accident reports that you may want to keep an eye on. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10, we do have some backups there from an accident. Same with some issues on Brent Lane, traveling westbound passing North Davis Highway. Got some issues there as well. And then outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Also want to bring to your attention a lot of backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees with a low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, another sunny, clear, beautiful day, a high of 85 and a low of 61.
Okay, not a lot of smiling over at the Golden Arches. McDonald's Quarter Pounder has been linked to an E. coli outbreak that has led to nearly 50 cases spanning 10 states. Fox's Business's Kelly Sabaru has details from Chicago.
One person is dead and at least another 49 people are sick after an E. coli outbreak at McDonald's restaurants around the country. We're told 10 of those people have been hospitalized. The issue is related to the chain's famous Quarter Pounders. The culprit may be the onions, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC says the patties are only used for Quarter Pounders, as are the slivered onions that go in the sandwich. The cases are out of Oregon, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin. The CDC notes that the outbreak may go beyond those states. In Chicago, Kelly Saberi, Fox Business.
Okay, and no Florida locations are in that affected area.
Yeah, that is good for us. Also hinted at this before the break, batch of 911 calls from the assassination attempt on former President Trump being released for the first time. The recordings were disclosed today as part of Butler County settlement with NBC News and two other outlets that sued for their release. The first 15-second call was received by dispatchers at 6:12 p.m. local time with a woman exclaiming, "Gunshots at the Trump rally." The emergency dispatcher told her police were on their way there. The 15 recordings released cover a span of about a half hour.
Okay, you know, early voting is continuing here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Brisk early voter turnout in the counties happening so far. We're only 3 days into early voting. Of those votes, nearly 53% were Republican, 32% were Democratic, and 13% had no party affiliation. Early voting will continue through November 2nd, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Voters, you can choose any of the 10 early voting locations. Each are equipped with a ballot marketing device. Everything is safe to do this, to cast a ballot at an early voting site. You have to have that photo ID And you have to have proof of signature. And don't forget, News Radio 92.3's election coverage begins 7 p.m. right after those polls close.
Yes, and this is a bit of a preamble to sports, but it's not fully sports related. Pat Mahomes Sr., the father of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, now serving his 10-day jail sentence. That's according to TMZ Sports. The 53-year-old was sentenced for a third offense DWI charge from an arrest days before his son's Super Bowl win back in February. The former MLB pitcher was also later busted for driving with an invalid license in Texas. That was in June. The elder Mahomes has been arrested for driving drunk three times and faces up to 10 years in prison for his latest arrest. That's indicative of a problem, I think.
I would think so. Okay, we're learning more today about the Pensacola Chamber's support and recommendation for a light industrial user for portions of LLF-8 over on Nine Mile Road. Chamber officials want Escambia commissioners to follow the agreed-upon master plan that supports job creation. DPZ master plan previously was approved by those commissioners, by the way.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Vice President Kamala Harris voicing concerns about the future of the nation as we get closer to Election Day, questioning the consequences of former President Trump's potential return to the White House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre shares insights on the President Biden's perspective.
You have heard from this president over and over again about the threats to democracy, and the president has spoken about that. You've heard from the former president himself saying that he is going to be a dictator on day one. This is him, not us. This is him.
Well, former President Trump on the campaign trail in Georgia criticizing the Biden administration's handling of illegal immigration.
The biggest problem to me is the border, where they allow murderers into our country. They allow prisoners into our country. They empty out their prisons from all over the world. And to me, it's the biggest problem that we have.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reportedly told McDonald's late last week about a potential link to an E. coli outbreak. As of Tuesday, the CDC has attributed 49 cases and one fatality across 10 states to the outbreak, which has been linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder burgers. Roughly a fifth of McDonald's U.S. restaurants are not currently selling Quarter Pounders. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow fell 409, the S&P 500 was off by 53, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 296. Tesla reported third-quarter earnings today that surpassed analyst estimates, even as revenue fell short of expectations. Revenue increased 8% in the quarter from $23.35 billion a year earlier. Net income rose to just over $2.17 billion. U.S. crude oil futures for December, around $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. Robert Kraft said he decided 5 years ago that Gerard Mayo would one day replace Bill Belichick. And seven games in, Mayo is 1-6 while calling his team soft, and the Pats are an undisciplined football team both on and off the field. Even with low expectations to start the year, the Gerard Mayo era so far has been embarrassing, and it makes me wonder why Kraft didn't handpick Mike Vrabel to replace Bill instead. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football is back.
And what better way to celebrate than winning some cash with Sleeper Picks? Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If your picks are right, you win. You could pick up to 8 players to win up to 100 times your money. And Sleeper has a couple huge offers to kickstart the football season. For new users, Sleeper will match your first deposit with up to $100 credit to your account. If you've already played, Sleeper's got discounted player projections for you every week of the season. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK and your first deposit will be doubled with a credit up to $100. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and use code BLOCK for a credit up to $100 match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be 18 years in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code and other restrictions apply. Visit sleeper.com. Please wager responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Several spots of note. We had a couple of accident reports. One, if you were traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10. Another, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards Palafox Street. We had some backups in both areas there. Also, got issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and on Highway 90. If you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But luckily, that appears to have cleared out. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, another beautiful sunny day, high of 85, low of 61.
Okay, it's 5:39. News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. Top 10, or actually, let's do the AP Top 25 heading into the week. Kind of there was a lot of changes. Let's put it like that. The top 10.
Right.
The last cycle around. Oregon, of course, moving up to number one. Georgia moving to number two. Texas dropping 4 to 5. So here are the way, this is the way it rolls out going into week 8. And first, Oregon 2, Georgia 3, Penn State 4, Ohio State 5, Texas 6, Miami 7, Tennessee number 8, LSU number 9, Clemson 10, Iowa State number 11, BYU number 12, Notre Dame 13, Indiana 14, Texas A&M 15, Alabama 16, Kansas State 17, Boise State number 18, Ole Miss 19, Pittsburgh 20, Illinois 21, Missouri 22, SMU 23, Army, 24, Navy, and 25, Vanderbilt. You got anything to add to that
one? Oregon is the most deserving slash most proven team, so I agree with them being number one. I don't think they're the best team, truly, because Georgia, I feel like they would beat Oregon on a neutral field, but Georgia has to be punished, of course, for losing to Bama, especially now that Bama's looking all the more mortal of a team. But some of those teams, I think, you know, I will say this because I think it's funny. SMU dropped in the rankings after beating the snot out of Stanford. Notre Dame did the same when they beat the snot out of Stanford just a week or two ago. So I don't know if you got to beat Stanford 100-0 to move up in the polls around here, or if there's just some Stanford grads in the AP voting pool.
Or have to get a lot of Kleenex.
That too.
One of the two. Good Lord. Okay, let's talk about SEC. Big Saturday coming up here. Yeah, some of the games we agree on, some we don't, but that's okay. Oklahoma, right. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Easy.
All right. Arkansas, Mississippi State. I'm just looking back over here for the numbers because the Ole Miss numbers, they're at 18. So you think they'll bump up somehow?
Yeah. Man, let me tell you something. Oklahoma, you want to talk about Stanford. Oklahoma's a win don't mean much at this rate.
Yep.
But yeah, Arkansas, I have them struggling with Mississippi State, but I'll take the Razorbacks.
All right. Missouri and Alabama.
It'd be funny if Missouri won. I think Alabama's going to, though.
Texas and Vanderbilt.
Texas.
LSU, Texas A&M.
That's where our disagreements come in. I'll take the Aggies.
But that's okay. That's healthy. And Auburn versus Kentucky. It's nice when I have to just look at you going, loser. Go ahead.
Auburn, you suck.
Auburn versus Kentucky.
Auburn wins. Upset. It's a low-scoring one.
Thursday night, NFL football. It is your prime game of the week. It's going to be a pretty good game, Minnesota-Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'll take Minnesota. Maybe LA gives them a bit of a scare. Minnesota, you know, they're out for blood after being heartbroken by Detroit. But so they bounce back, but they may struggle a bit.
They shouldn't be. Detroit's just a darn good football team.
Oh, yeah, no, Detroit. I mean, the win said a lot more about them.
All right, NBA history was made Tuesday in La La Land as LeBron James took the court with his son, Ronnie. Fox's Jared Max has more on the report.
This is all in the family.
These were the days for NBA history on TNT Tuesday.
And Bronny James just popped off the bench along with LeBron. History tonight. The first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game.
On TNT, for 2.5 minutes, LeBron James Sr. and Jr. shared the court together in the Lakers' 110-103 season-opening win over the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Going up to that sports table with my dad checking in for the first time, that's a crazy moment I will never forget.
Bronny James with TNT and his father, LeBron Sr.
And I can work alongside one of the greatest gifts I've ever got from the man above, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
LeBron James with TNT. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. Also, wanted to touch on this. L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, his historic 50-50 ball has finally been sold at auction for $4,392,000. It's the highest price paid for any sports ball sold in history. Ohtani, of course, hit the ball for a home run in Miami last month, becoming the first player in Major League history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in the same season. And, of course, we always heard that drama about all these people saying, actually, I have a claim to the ball because of XYZ reason, and the MLB wanted it, but they were only going up so high. So it's good to hear that it seems like this crisis has been put to rest.
Well, I got to tell you, coming up real soon here. In fact, we're counting the days down. 11, go ahead, count them. 11 days, the best of the SEC women's soccer returns to Pensacola. While we keep it in the sports kind of motif here. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will compete for the conference title. That happens November 3rd through 10th at Ashton-Brosnahan. We had President CEO of Pensacola Sports, Ray Palmer, on last week discussing this. And,
yeah.
And we talked about how really impacting is if we're out there and the buses from the universities, they start pulling into that complex. that's a pretty moving sight. Those buses are absolutely gorgeous. So we'll see 12 of those buses in this year. Third year, Pensacola is going to host this tournament, and they got an extension to 2029. Really? Got to smile about that one. Tickets now on sale. Take advantage of it. Support the event. PensacolaSports.org.
All righty. And last hour, we touched on the Celtics-Knicks game and how it was, you know, big opening night win for the Celtics. Well, it wasn't a great night for everybody. Three people suffered minor injuries when a drone fell from the sky during that game at Boston City Hill Plaza. It was a watch party going on there. The drone fell into the crowd just as Boston's game against the Knicks was starting. A woman was taken away on a stretcher with unspecified injuries while two other people were treated at the scene. The drone apparently was being used by TNT, which was filming the event as part of its NBA opening night coverage.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. PPD... talking about, what is it called, a Bearcat? You did a story on this earlier.
Yes, Bearcat.
That they just got this new... Is it a mobile command center, or what is this thing?
It's like some... It looked like a giant, like a militarized vehicle. Like, it was pretty beefy car.
Does this mean if maybe we're maybe cruising the beach on a Sunday afternoon, Mayor Reeves is going to be driving this thing down Pensacola Beach or something?
Don't think that's what that means.
No, he's not going to do that, huh?
No, I think he may want to.
Because Chip Simmons drives the darn Corvette of Escambia County.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if it was unveiled at the mayor's whole conference thing, so maybe he will get a test drive.
I just think that's hilarious, the different mobile units that we have. Yeah. In this area, that vet's hot. Let me tell you. Well, if you've ever seen the vet,
I have.
It's beautiful.
Because I mean, we've done events with
that
them,
thing
and
is beautiful.
And they've got that thing. You know, they're donning it, and rightfully so. It's a beautiful.
And now
car.
I got the Bearcat.
Yes. Yeah. They're firing on all cylinders. 5:45 here. Getting another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. Heavy backups on I-10 itself if you're traveling westbound, just passing the I-110 north ramp. Then we've got some issues still on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, that's pushing you back to Oriole Beach. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 62. Tomorrow, a similar day. High of 85, sunny, clear skies, low of 61.
What a beautiful weekend for Barktoberfest.
Yes.
Oh, it's just absolutely going to be amazing. They're going to do this over at Seville Square. Pensacola Humane Society is featuring the best dog costumes, vendors, small dog races, food trucks, a host of beverage tents. I've done this thing for years and have a blast when I'm out there. Tails start a wagon Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Barktoberfest will raise funds for PHS's animals, and it goes to a good cause. And if you want to see a lot, and everybody dresses in costumes, not only the dogs, the dog owners as well.
Right.
It's a hoot. Go out and check it out this weekend, right across from Hub Stacy's.
Yes. there are people that you have said that so many times to, they're going to remember the Hub Stacy's before the name of
the
friggin' event.
I'm not on the payroll for this.
Yeah,
guy.
They appreciate it, I'm sure. Wall Street closing with sharks stop.
I graduated with Hub Stacy's.
Well, you know, I'm glad you made that point then, because I was about to say Wall Street closing with sharks stoply lower, so I'm glad you stopped me.
There you go.
With stocks sharply lower. There it is. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 409 points to 42,514. The S&P 500 fell by 53 points to 5,797. And the NASDAQ dropped by 296 points to 18,276.
You see, as I mentioned and kind of make the transition here and talking about Hub and graduating, so you know, we've got a few years on us and we've been around the block a bit.
Right.
Well, here's why I wanted to pass this story on to you. Fox's Hillary Barsky does it. She has details for you on saving money on your 401k when getting a new job. And let me tell you, the process, confusing at best.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Although changing jobs can boost your salary, it can also put a dent in your retirement savings. The majority of people who change jobs wind up putting less of their pay into their 401ks, according to new research from Vanguard Group. That's because many people who change jobs either forget to sign up for their new 401k plan or get auto-enrolled at a lower savings rate. According to Vanguard, over a four-decade career, that means as much as $300,000 less in retirement wealth for someone with average pay. today. Financial advisors recommend that people start saving money in 401k accounts early in their careers and increase their savings rate as they get annual raises until reaching 12 to 15% of pay. Unfortunately, when leaving jobs, many workers also break into their old 401ks, while others roll that money into an individual retirement account but forget to invest it. So if you're changing jobs, don't forget to delve deep into your new employer's 401k plan. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I warned you it was going to be confusing at best, didn't I?
Yes, you did, and I appreciate it.
Sure.
Also, here's something that I think some people didn't appreciate. A video circulating on social media shows passengers on a Spirit Airlines flight freaking out as they spot a rat scurrying around during the flight. The rat is shown running above an overhead bin on a flight from Dallas to L.A. Passengers are heard calling it a super rat during the clip for whatever reason. The incident reportedly happened last week, and the flight continued its journey to the West Coast despite the unwelcome guest. Here's what I'm saying. Chris, if I am Spirit Airlines, I'm lying about this, and I'm saying, listen, somebody had a pet rat, they did not package them properly, and they chewed through their caging or whatever and got loose. That is what I am saying. It's far-fetched, but it's plausible. If I'm Spirit Airlines, I'm just lying through my teeth here.
Let me tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking that the whole plane was full of fishermen. And what I mean by that is, you ever talk to a fisherman about, okay, I caught the fish, and it was like
how
that
huge
big.
It was,
and then how big it got down the line. That's what I kind of figure out. Those
a super
the,
rat,
those, yeah, and it's kind of like a little mouse, but boy, that thing got big.
Right. Well, and it's not the, and you know, it's 5:50, so we'll take a quick break here. But
oh darn!
When we return, it's not the only unfortunate story we have about an airliner. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discounts for qualified VW owners. See dealer for offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That song just might be one of the most random collaborations I've ever heard of. It's Ed Sheeran, Chris Stapleton, and Bruno Mars.
Never would have thought that.
Yeah, I think it was Cat Country's Brent Lane that mentioned that song to me a while back, and I listened to it, and it was actually a pretty good song. So now it's a bumper song on Pensacola Right Now. How about that?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Nice job.
And clearly I did. I wouldn't have played it if I hated it. All righty, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather. Luckily, there's not too much going on. Still got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And also got some issues still on Brent Lane, funny enough, if you're traveling westbound towards Beverly Parkway. And then it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 62. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 85, low of 61. Sunny, mostly clear Thursday.
Yeah, if you've been contemplating and asking that question, when are we going to see the rain around here? Well, forget about it. You're not going to see it for a long time, at least for 7 days. We know that.
Who's asking that around here?
Zero across the board. You know, facetiously saying somebody, don't know who, but I got to tell you, I'm enjoying it. I have no problems with the clear weather, and also I hope you are enjoying it as well. Thanks for having us on today. This is a good story, especially if you're an elderly person that can't get to the drugstore to get your medications and things like this. This was announced today. The country's biggest retailer, I'll go ahead and name them, Walmart, launches a nationwide same-day prescription delivery service. And Fox's Hillary Barsky has the details.
Walmart customers will be able to receive prescription deliveries in as soon as 30 minutes as the big box retailer competes with rivals like Amazon. The move comes at a time when traditional pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens are dealing with significant challenges, including store closures and strong competition for market share. Walmart's service applies to both new prescriptions along with medication refills. The new pharmacy delivery service has launched in 6 states and is expected to be available in 49 states by the end of next January. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Hillary. Also hinted at this before the break. We talked about Spirit Airlines with the super rat. Well, American Airlines must pay $50 million in a penalty over their treatment of passengers with disabilities. The Department of Transportation accused the company of not providing proper physical assistance to customers and their wheelchairs. Injuries have been reported spanning from 2019 to 2023. Transportation Security Pete Buttigieg said in a statement that the era of tolerating poor treatment of airline passengers with disabilities is over. American Airlines denies claims of legal wrongdoing.
Okay, enough. Let me just tell you, I can top it, and this is not a pretty story, especially if you're a Marine. Here, let me set it up for you. Marine Corps vet, 22 years, was booted off a Delta Airlines flight in San Francisco for wearing a T-shirt that a male flight attendant deemed inappropriate. Catherine Banks was forced off the flight for wearing a shirt that read, "Do not give in to the war within, in veteran suicide." Positive messaging there.
Yeah.
Don't get it. Flight attendant then told Banks, a former Marine, "I don't care about your service."
What?
Yeah, Delta is backtracking today. I want to hear the story on this one.
My goodness, what's going on with that?
That's pretty nasty is what that is.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to know
just what... Just remember, Delta Airlines.
I would like to know the person that said that. I would like to know what they were thinking, unless they were just taking some random stance of, I hate the veterans.
You know how you always say, thank you for your service?
Yeah.
He says, I don't even want your service, or I don't even like your service.
Weird.
Yeah.
My goodness, what's wrong with people? All righty. Former movie producer Harvey Weinstein, speaking of people that got some issues, he's in a New York City courtroom ahead of his retrial on sex crime charges. A judge granted a motion to consolidate 2 sex crime charges with a newer charge against him into a single trial. The Manhattan district attorney argued that holding separate trials would waste judicial resources. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to the new sex assault charge, which stems from a 2006 incident at a Manhattan hotel. This is Weinstein's first court appearance after reports said he's battling leukemia and undergoing treatment for bone marrow cancer at Rikers Island.
Don't you hate it when that green sludge stuff kind of comes in on the tide sometimes out of the beach and seaweed and stuff like that? Well, listen to this. Some scientists remain pretty stumped about what's washing up on beaches in Newfoundland, Canada. Fox's Lillian Wu has the story.
Nearly 2 months after a federal agency in Canada was notified about an unidentified substance washing ashore in its easternmost province, still no answers about the source or the substance, which some describe as slimy on the outside, firm and spongy on the inside, some blobs as large as a dinner plate, others as small as a coin. Early tests did indicate they might be plant-based, which would fit with the theory of Memorial University biology professor Stephen Carr, who believes Bisquick might be to blame, reaching that conclusion after learning a beach cleanup crew in Nova Scotia found a washed-up, intact bag of the biscuit mix, guessing a container full of this stuff fell off a transport ship. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, here's a segment that would be concerned about something like that, Pensacola Beach lifeguards, but they are now on winter staffing levels, so you don't see as many out there. They will continue, of course, to patrol Casino Beach throughout the winter. Have you ever wanted to become a lifeguard?
Me personally, no. I know I don't have the chops for it.
Really? Oh, I think so.
What was your first clue?
Okay. tryouts, if you want to maybe wear that amazing red outfit, December 7th and 8th, they do it at the UWF Aquatic Center.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.